There was a gasp, a murmur of astonishment and horror. A young girl screamed. Standing on a chair to get a better view, someone upset two test tubes full of spermatozoa, bloated, sagging, and among those firm, youthful bodies, those undistorted faces, a strange and terrifying monster of middle-agedness. Linda advanced into the room, coquettishly smiling her broken and discoloured smile, and rolling as she walked with what was meant to be a voluptuous undulation, her enormous haunches. Bernard walked beside her. "There he is," he said, pointing at the director.
"Did you think I didn't recognize him?"
Linda asked indignantly. Then, turning to the director,
"Of course I knew you, Tomakin. I should have known you anywhere among a thousand, but perhaps you've forgotten me. Don't you remember? Don't you remember, Tomakin? You're Linda."
She stood looking at him, her head on one side, still smiling, but with a smile that became progressively, in face of the director's expression of petrified disgust, less and less self-confident, that wavered and finally went out.
"Don't you remember, Tomakin?"
she repeated in a voice that trembled. Her eyes were anxious, agonized. The blotched and sagging face twisted grotesquely into the grimace of extreme grief.
"Tomakin!"
She held out her arms. Someone began to titter.
"What's the meaning," began the director, "of this monstrous
Tomakin?"
She ran forward, her blanket trailing behind her, threw her arms round his neck, hid her face on his chest. A howl of laughter went up irrepressibly.
"This monstrous practical joke,"
the director shouted. Red in the face, he tried to disengage himself from her embrace. Desperately she clung.
"But I'm Linda! I'm Linda!"
The laughter drowned her voice.
"You made me have a baby!"
she screamed above the uproar. There was a sudden and appalling hush. Eyes floated uncomfortably, not knowing where to look.